Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Carly on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Today we have this really, really awesome country artist who has opened for so many people. That is amazing. And I'm going to bring on Nadia.
Hello. How are you?
Hello. And so, hold on. Okay, he's here. Why don't you do the introduction?
Okay, so tonight we are going to have country rock singer Tim Sharon.
Thank you. You did so good on the opening. Okay, so 305, he's here. Awesome. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Okay, this is Colleen, she's Nadia, and I will
teach you. Hi, Tim, it's Nadia.
Hey, Nadia.
Yeah. So I will take a couple of the questions, then Nadia will, and then hopefully we get some calls. You never know on a Thursday. And then you'll be speaking to co-host and host. So, Tim, I love your music, number one. Your music is so good. Is awesome. I think you are between like Tim McGraw and Kid Rock kind of music, in my opinion.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and you have opened up for so many great artists along the way. And when I was researching you, because that's what I do, you have opened for so many people that, you know, I'm jealous because you opened up for half of the country music industry almost. Well, not all of them, but you opened up for Justin Moore, who I love so much, and the Eli Young Band, Chris Young, Lorelena, Sarah Evans, Dear Willie. Okay. See, I love Dear Willie so much. So if you still friend with him, you know, just, I don't know, help me get him on the show. That's all I got to say because I adore him. I mean, everyone on your list you've opened for, now I want on the show. So if you can help us, be great.
I'll see what
and
I can do.
Someone asked you for your greatest influences in music, and you said Don Mellencamp, which is awesome. Bruce Springsteen, Kenny Chesney, Nirvana. And you grew up in Rhode Island, so you know, you have that feel of, you know, of that. So, and you picked up a guitar when you were 14 years old, and then you never put it down. So what made you start in music?
Around 10, when I was around 10 years old, I just naturally just started to become obsessed with music. I would lay in my room with the door closed with a boom box and just put my head up against the boom box and listen to music for hours and hours. And just one of those things I just was obsessed with since around 10. And then I started going to concerts, and that just changed my life. And then I started a band, you know, a little band when I think it was like 13 with my stepbrother and a couple of guys from school, and we had no idea what we were doing, and we rehearsed in the basement and stuff, and it was just a natural thing. But I started writing songs when I was 14, and I would just write complete songs without ever having, you know, any formal music training, or I didn't know how to write a song, but I would just write songs. And I wrote all the songs for the band that I was in, and then started performing at 16, and had our first big show at 16 with hundreds of people and a big stage and lights and spotlights and everything. And that was just the moment that I knew that this is exactly what I was born to do.
Awesome. Yeah, you have a voice that I'm mad that you're not getting that recognized as you should. You should be all over the country radio by now, in my opinion.
I agree.
And you should be like at the CMA awards and the ATMs, and I feel like they just overlooked you, and this is not right. And really, I don't think both of them want me to come down on them, because it will not be a pretty day, as Nadia. So, yeah, I think this, you know, you're going to be big. I know it. But I just think that you, with so many people by now, well, with this COVID-19, hasn't been able to go anywhere or perform for several months. But now that they are bringing it back to, you know, you guys can perform, are you looking forward to that, or have you performed during COVID, or what did you do during COVID?
I had a few small things during COVID, but mostly I was just sad and depressed from not being able to perform or do anything, see my fans. Like, it was very difficult, just like, you know, everybody has had a very difficult time dealing with COVID. And for me, it was, you know, everything that I love to do, I couldn't do for a year, so it was pretty dark. But I've been back performing. We've had some pretty big shows in the past couple of weeks, and it just feels great. And, you know, I feel like I decided to make this whole COVID thing the best thing that ever happened to me, and I'm coming back bigger, better, stronger, faster, sounding better, and going to take my career to the next level.
Well, yeah, and I think this whole COVID-19, you know, makes everyone feel like they're 15 again and grounded, because that's how I feel for the last...
I agree.
Since I live in Seattle, so we've been in it longer than anyone else. And, yeah. But, I mean, the only silver lining for me is we've done so many interviews that no one can say no right now, or could say no in the beginning. I love that. No one could say no. I'm too busy. No one could say that. So it was, for me personally, really great place to be at. So what is your favorite song that you sing right now, if there's a favorite song?
Favorite song of mine?
Yeah.
I have a new song that will be the next single, or one of the next singles, and it's called Rockstar. I wrote it like 2 years ago, and finally have gotten it recorded and ready to release. And I've been playing it in concert for about a year and a half, but I just haven't released it yet. But you know, it's a really cool, rockin', uplifting song. It's a song that's about having crazy dreams in your life that, and the people in your life that actually believe in your crazy dreams and they support you?
That is awesome because, oh my gosh, I cannot wait for that, come out. And before I toss it in audio, who you open for so many wonderful people that, you know, you open for so many great people. Who was your favorite so far to open up for? And, you know, no more you said who's your favorite. This will never get out. Don't worry. You won't be in trouble.
Okay. Well, I have favorites for different reasons. So, I'll tell you that there's a few. So this is a multi answer. So Charlie Daniels, I opened for maybe 6 times, and that he was one of my favorites because of his legacy and just what I learned from watching him and being around him and just the way he treated people and just the person that he was. So I learned a lot from him, and it was just always an honor to share the stage with him. One of my best shows performance wise with me and, you know, between me and the band, just being on and having the crowd just at 1,000 going crazy, was when we opened for Big and Rich.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was super awesome. And then, you know, it was really nice. We they invited us to hang out afterwards on the bus and you know, it was cool. And we have a lot of mutual friends, so it was really nice. And then I've opened for Bret Michaels of Poison a bunch of times, and you know, one time he invited me to sing the encore with him, so in front of whatever it was, 10,000 fans just going absolutely crazy. It was his last song. It was nothing but a good time, and that was kind of a little dream come true. So I'd have to say that was probably my favorite to open for.
Yeah, I love Bret Michaels. I have loved him throughout my whole entire life. And Nadia, I better put it to you since we do actually have calls.
Yep. So hi Tim, how are you? It's Nadia.
Hey Nadia.
Hey, great to have you on the show. Thank you so much. I appreciate you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. So I have a few questions for you. Can you tell us about your album, Chasing the Sun?
Sure. You know, it's kind of funny. That album really changed everything for me. It was kind of the beginning, really, of my career just starting to take off. But mm-hmm. It's funny because I had the song Chasing the Sun that I had written in, actually we had just opened for Bret Michaels up in New England, and then we went back. I was living in Nashville at the time. We went back to Nashville, and I remember it was freezing. We were living in this little tiny attic apartment, like little tiny, and it was freezing cold in Nashville, and I was getting ready to do like a tour of in Key West, so I just could not wait to get out of there and to get down to Key West, sunshine. So up in the attic I wrote Chasing the Sun, and then, you know, a while later I was like, you know, I should record this song, you know. So I'm good friends with the drummer for Jason Aldean. If you guys know Jason Aldean.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy Rich Redman is the drummer for Jason. So I called him and I'm like, hey, you know, I've got this song Chasing the Sun, and I'm thinking of recording it and releasing it as a single. And he's like, man, why don't we just get, you know, the guys together, meaning the Jason Aldean guys, the band, and let's do a whole record, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, man, that'd be great. I'll be up in Nashville in, you know, a few months, and we'll record the record. And, you know, what an honor for me to record a record with Jason Aldean's band, you know? So the only problem I had was I only had, like, two songs. So I sat in my apartment, and I'm like, well, I got to write some songs. So I wrote I think I had country songs and Chasing the Sun and Living the Dream. That I wrote Living the Dream when I was in Key West. And then I wrote, so I think Living the Dream, Island Life, and Three Sheets to the Wind. I had to write all of those, like, after I decided to record the album. So I'm glad I did, because I'm glad I decided to record the full album, because then it made me write a bunch of songs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. And who influenced you to go into country music?
You know, that's a good question. I grew up on rock, and then...
Mm-hmm.
I had a girlfriend who loves country, and I was the typical person who was like, I don't like country. So she would make me, like, mix CDs, and she'd be like, just listen to this while you're driving, you know? And I would listen to it, and I'd be like, oh, you know, like, Big and Rich, you know, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. I'm like, damn, that's a good song, but I don't like country, you know? And then the next song would be like, Living in Fast Forward by Kenny Chesney. I'm like, damn, that's a good song, but I don't like country. And by, like, the fourth or fifth song, I was like, I guess I like country.
Right,
and then,
exactly.
You know, literally just playing so many shows and trying to figure out who I was as an artist at the beginning of my career, and then going and playing, like, to different shows at, like, country venues, and just I just feel like I was accepted right away, and so that was another big part of me loving country music, because I fell in love, like, with the culture of country music and country music fans, because the country music fans are just amazing and incredible, and just there have been so, I don't know, just welcoming to me, so that played a big role in it.
Okay, and I have one more question. Besides being a great country rocker, you are a huge advocate for young kids who are bullied. You have a campaign, Living the Dream Anti-Bullying. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. I go around the country, and I perform at different schools, and it's a lot of fun. It's whether it's me solo acoustic or me with the full band, we go in, we have a blast with the kids. We get them singing along and yelling and screaming and having a great time in the middle of their school day. And then, I talk to them a little bit about bullying and my story of being bullied. I was bullied mercilessly in middle school. And it was so bad that I started acting out and, had to move from my mother's house to my father's house, but it worked out because at my father's house was where I started my first band, me and my stepbrother, because we were living together and we started the band. So, you know, if I had never moved, then I might not have gone into music. But, I just like to tell people my story of being bullied, so that young people just will understand that and really understand, like, really truly understand that you know, they're not alone. And it's, you know, when I was going through it, I felt like I was the only one in the world that had this problem, and I couldn't even express it, you know. So I just want to make people feel like they are not alone, and that they have people, you know, that can support them.
Oh, that would be so funny.
Well, that is awesome. That's very good thing that you have going on there. I'm glad.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, well, I just want to thank you again for coming on. I am going to hand you back over to Carly because we do have other callers.
Yeah, we do have other callers. And actually, we have one of my favorite guide who helps us and is the best in the business, what he does. And, hey, you are on there with us.
Where you are there, he came in there with the name.
Marcus, are you there?
Generous John was, and how good he was. And he really helped.
Is he not there? Marcus?
Okay, Marcus, are you there?
Hopefully the Santa Barbara cruise. Lauren! Hi! Lauren! You know Lauren?
Would you like more storyline with Mama Helena?
Yeah, of course I would. Hi, so this is my friend who I love, and he had...
Is Marcus not there?
I don't know.
Hello?
Okay.
Well, I'll message him. I'm sure.
Okay, do you have any more questions?
Me? Is Tim still there?
No.
I'm still here.
Oh,
no, Tim's
God.
Still there.
No, hold on. what is going on with this Facebook today? Marcus, are you there?
Can you go on to the next caller and then have
yeah.
him?
Yeah.
Just go on to the next
one. Is
it not?
You on the air?
You can't hear.
Okay. This is weird. Okay.
Marcus
is
yeah.
on now.
He's on now, okay. Hey, Marcus.
I can hear you the whole time, but, yeah, I've been online, so, yeah. Hi.
Okay. Well, welcome.
Hi, Tim Cerrone.
Yeah, Marcos, how are you?
Good, my favorite, Tim Cerrone.
Awesome, thanks for calling in.
Country with a twist of lime in it.
That's right. Power journalist.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. How excited are you for the world to be opening up and for concerts to start taking place slowly but surely?
I'm extremely excited. I'm very fortunate because right now I'm in Florida and
I know you're so lucky.
We've been playing shows for about a month and a half, and
wow.
We had a massive show in Miami, which was amazing. It was
nice.
It's kind of like a music festival right on the water. We had a big stage right on the beach, and all the people that were attending the concert were all in yachts.
Everybody talked.
Yeah, it was
so
it was incredible.
You and Bret Michaels put on the best live shows. Very, like, dynamic. Very, like, so awesome.
So,
well, thank you. That's a wonderful compliment. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Good times, Tim Cerrone. And how's the Cerrone zone going?
After
the Cerrone zone is rocking, I tell you.
It's
going great. We're going to have you back on.
Whenever you want, I'm available. And then I can't wait for you to do your shows and then for you to release new music. It's been forever.
Yeah, I know. It has. And I've already got a single that's ready to release, and then I'm going to be recording another single in a few weeks called A Little Bit of Summer.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to start releasing a lot of music.
When it drops, shoot it over to me, and we'll get it number one on the charts together.
Absolutely. That would be great.
That's what I work wonders with, so yes.
Yeah, so maybe you can come to a show up in, we'll probably be doing a bunch of stuff up in New England.
Okay, good to know. Awesome.
You'll have to come as my special guest.
Always, you know the royal treatment.
Hey, man, of course, for the power journalist.
Thank you, I'm honored. The best. You and Bret Michaels are the best. The way tight.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you.
Bye, Tim Cerrone. Bye, ladies.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Marcos. Thank you.
Bye,
Nadia. Bye, Marcos.
Bye.
One's
my
favorite.
Okay,
so. Marcos
is the best.
Yes, he's awesome.
Probably the best ever, so let me see. We have a 305. You on the air?
I'm on here. 305.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
You sound familiar.
Yes, this is Tim's wife.
What's going on, Smidge?
Oh,
this is
not
Smidge,
much.
Everybody.
Hi.
Taking a walk on the beach. How are you?
So Smidge, this is Nadia and Colleen.
Nadia and Colleen.
Hi.
Nice to meet you guys.
Hi.
Nice to meet you too.
So, do you have any questions for me?
Do I have any questions for you?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And don't ask me until I take out the garbage or something.
I guess let's see, I have all sorts of questions, but I'll probably leave the most important for later. But I don't know. I know a lot, but you have some shows coming up, right?
Yes, I do. I do have some shows coming up.
In Key West, your Key West Songwriters Festival that you put on?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, if anybody is going to the Key West Songwriters Festival at the beginning of May, I produce a little event called Songwriters in the Sand. So that's going to be May 7th and May 8th at Loggerhead Beach Bar, right there on Simonton Street on the little beach in Key West. So that's always a great time. And the Key West Songwriters Fest is always a great time as well. And then we have some shows here coming up here at Shepherd's Beach Resort in Clearwater Beach, April 25th. Full band right on the beach, big stage, video wall, great lights, great sound. You can pull your boat up, you can pull your jet ski up right up to the beach and get some full rocking country rock with a twist of lime at Shepherd's Beach Resort on April 25th and May 15th and May 23rd as well.
and Key Largo for July 4th, right?
Oh, yeah. We're playing a big show at Bungalows Resort, which is a brand new ultra-luxury resort in Key Largo, and we'll be performing on the big stage there on the 4th of July, so that's super exciting. We're very excited to be down there for the first time, and working with some of our old dear friends, but actually some of the people that have had us for the at one of the schools in Key Largo for the anti-bully tour.
Ah, that's right. Great. All right, well, it was great talking to you, and I'll see you in a few minutes.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Colleen and Nadia.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great night. Thank you.
You too.
Anytime.
Okay, so now we are going to see 516. You're on the air, or do you not want to talk? Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Is this?
Maybe make this one listen. Okay.
Probably. Go to the next person.
Okay. So, let's see. Bobby.
Hey, Tim, how's it doing?
Good. How's it going, Bobby?
I'm going great. I'm just glad that venues are opening up for concerts and stuff, because around here in North Carolina, we're doing the same thing too slowly but surely. Hopefully that you'll be able to make it up to the Carolinas soon to perform in some of the venues in Myrtle Beach or Raleigh or Charlotte or Fayetteville or Charleston, somewhere in the Carolina region.
Thank you. Yeah, that would be great. What part are you in?
I'm in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
So this is Professor Richard Smith, and you all.
For the summer and things opening back up, hopefully we'll be coming through.
Yeah, but it's just a pleasure. But I have a question. Now, you said you're working on some new music. When can we last year?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit. I'm sorry.
Okay, when are you expecting to get a new album with new material?
A new album with new material? Actually, probably within a month, I'm going to start releasing singles. And probably one a month, starting in about a month. So I have the song Rockstar that we're going to release, and I'm going to be recording the next single after that will be a little bit of summer. And, you know, it's been challenging because, of course, you know, I was making my living performing and having a whole year of not being able to perform. It's really tough to like put together the money to do a full CD. And just a couple months ago, I made a list of all the songs that I have all ready to go and record. And I have enough for like two albums, but I just, you know, it's just too expensive at this point to, go in and record, you know, 12 songs. So we're going to do one at a time.
Well, like I said earlier, if you get a chance to perform in Carolina, let me know, because I'll be willing enough to just support you and if you come to Fayetteville or Raleigh or Myrtle Beach.
Absolutely. I will definitely let you know, and you can come as my guest.
Well, thank you very much. You have a great night, and I'll still let the other callers talk to you.
Well done.
Thank you, man.
Okay,
I appreciate it.
Bobby, I will put you on hold. And Veronica is on next. Hey, B.
Hi, Carly. Hi, Nadia. Hi, Tim. My name is Veronica Robles. I'm from Houston, Texas. How are you guys to see me?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm doing great. How are you, Veronica?
I'm good. I just wanted to say congratulations on your album, continued success, and definitely I love country music, and I miss shows and, you know, shows to go out of the music, and I hope we get to see that soon, you know, performances, because definitely COVID definitely did a number on everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
Like I said, it's been tough. It was a tough year. It was sad. It was depressing. And I'm just so glad that we're getting to the other side of it. And I've been able to play some shows already. And,
that's awesome.
It's like having my life come back, you know, so excited. I think Colleen was saying, I'm not sure if it was Colleen or Nadia, but they were saying, like, you know, a lot of us feel like we're 14 again, you know, like
everything's
new
that's
and exciting.
True. Yes, and believe me, like I said, it is depressing, but you know what? We're going to get through this, and there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and I totally agree. And my question is, what shows are you watching, Tim, right now at this moment during this COVID mess right now? What TV shows are you watching?
Well, I don't have TV, so...
Oh, you don't?
I don't have actual, like, TV on... You know, on purpose. But so it's all like Netflix. So,
oh, cool.
My favorite COVID shows were like Ozark, number one.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Queen of the South.
Yeah.
Oh, Kingdom. If you guys need to check out. It's still on Netflix, I think, but I think they're taking it off. But watch the whole series of Kingdom.
Oh, cool.
It's so amazing. You guys will absolutely love it. And then there's another series that we just finished called Animal Kingdom that's awesome, too.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, definitely watching a lot of movies and stuff to keep it busy, because definitely the time goes by very quickly. But other than that, congratulations again. Continued success. And I hope you get to come and play here in Houston, Texas of a show down here.
Absolutely. Would love to.
All right. Thank you, guys, for taking my show. Have a great night. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Carly, Nadia.
Hey,
thank you.
Thanks, Veronica.
You're welcome,
I'm just
Veronica.
Putting you on hold. Veronica, do not go anywhere. And
okay.
So, Tim, thank you for calling in and everything. And please come back, because we would love to have you back, right, Nadia?
Yes, definitely. Of course.
It would be my pleasure. I'd love to.
Okay,
awesome.
Thank you, and have a wonderful night.
You too. Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank
cool.
you, Tim.
Awesome.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Okay, so let me bring back.
Hello.
Veronica and
Hi.
Bobby.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Awesome show. Yes.
I just wanted to tell you, Nadia, and I don't know if, and I don't want to do anything for you, Carly, but you have to give a lot of credit to Nancy Lee Grant for having the whole hour to herself.
I know, and I've now become friends from Twitter.
Did you watch her show yet?
Nancy's episode?
Yes.
I loved
it. I don't want to spoil it for Carly in case she hasn't got a chance to watch it, but she got to check it out.
Yeah. Hi, Bobby.
Hey.
I just want to say congratulations to Nadia's favorite actress, Nancy Lee Grom, 25 years, on the Oscar.
Yay!
Yes.
We're doing
job.
She's my favorite. I love her.
And 25 more years. And 25 more years.
Exactly. She's live right now. If anybody wants to watch her on Facebook Live.
I don't know if Nancy's going to be around.
I'm in the process of doing it at the same time.
I don't know if all of us going to be so.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
We're all going to be there in 25 years.
Kali, you have to watch it tonight. Regardless if you're behind, just watch the episode tonight.
And I have so many stories to tell you. That was just the tip of the
iceberg. Yeah, watch it tonight, Bobby.
I didn't want to watch it tonight because I didn't want to watch it earlier because I was fearing that maybe they might have breaking news as far as the situation with the situation in Minnesota.
Oh, wow.
But luckily, I think CNN is the only one that's covering it. CNN and the cable
what
news
happened?
Right now, unless there's a bird.
I mean, all actors have opinions about
what happened
with the George Floyd case.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. I think they had the president on, but he came on at noon, luckily and thankfully, because I'm sure there would have been, I'm sure Nadia, you and I would both been directing our attention straight towards our ABC affiliate on why we have Biden on it during general hospital time.
Yeah.
But then again, it could have been yesterday had it not been for Biden's speech a few weeks ago, because remember, they're a day behind.
Yeah. I can't believe it's the weekend. I cannot believe it's the weekend.
You guys, Nadia Preston on Facebook and Twitter last night traumatized me all over again, and I don't thank her for this.
Why? What happened?
Name a movie that traumatized you when you were a kid. Okay. There were two movies, Friday the 13th. Okay, but there's another one, Zod. Okay, when I saw Zod for the first time, everyone.
Can't you don't like Jaws?
This on the
you don't like Jaws, Carly?
I'm not taking baths. I'm like a bath person, but I was so scared of the wall after that movie that I was protesting I thought about thinking I was going to die because of that movie.
Uh-huh.
So both of them, Friday the 13th, and that did a number on me. Another one, and the Hand of Oxycrator traumatized.
Oh, you don't like that movie?
Oh, yeah. Well, I like Hand of Oxycrator. But if you watch it at 3 a.m. in the morning, like someone, me,
me too.
Never done that? Yeah, it kind of scared the crap out of you, you guys.
Oh, I don't like that at night. No.
Yeah.
You know,
that's you gotta avoid horror films at 3 a.m.
No, I watch them in the morning. I don't watch them at night.
Rebecca, what?
I try best to just avoid Lifetime movies like that at 3 in the morning because unless they're family friendly or like the Hallmark Channel, I don't care about watching. I don't care about watching Lifetime movies at 3 in the morning or late at night.
Oh my gosh.
Well, and I just want to say before we go because there's no show tomorrow night because. Me, Veronica, and Nadia will be at the Lower Biden Mall West event. So Bobby and I often the girls. And I get a night off of hosting on a Friday night. You know what? This is the first time in 9 months without hosting a show. No, I actually have plans on a Friday night, you guys.
I'm so excited. I get to do a girls' night out with you guys.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
I know, me too.
Okay,
can we make
I'm so excited.
I know, me too.
You know, I'm really, 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 really excited. Oh, and before we go, okay, so... You know when I get bored and when I'm listening to everyone talk on the air, I come upon, you know, stop on.
Oh, my God.
Facebook. Okay. So I found this company called the Bofac Gourmet Popcorn, you guys. Oh, my God, you guys. They have, like, center, sea caramel, sea salt caramel, pecan. So if anyone is a popcorn person, look at this website, people.
My son is,
okay.
Have a great night, everyone.
Thank you, guys. Awesome show.
You too. See you tomorrow night.
See you tomorrow.
And we are. We have a great show on Monday.
Yes, we have Tammy Joe Schultz on Monday.
Awesome. Awesome.
And that's going to be at 5 o'clock. Hold on. It's going to be at 5 o'clock our time, Bobby.
Okay.
Okay,
5 o'clock
well,
our time, 4 o'clock Bronx time,
and I cannot
and
wait for tomorrow.
I can't. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Bye, guys.
And bye. Great show. Good night.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Good night.
Good night.